You're listening to Devotion by Design, a podcast series exploring the National Gallery's exhibition on Italian altarpieces from the late Middle Ages. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
One of the things that the exhibition Devotion by Design wants to do is introduce us to the ways in which these altarpieces were created and designed and changed over a number of years. And so as we move into the second room is called From Politique to Pala, we begin to see that change. We begin to see how there's more attention given to the architectural structure of the altarpieces, and also to the way in which the painting involves saints becomes much more elaborate in a way, and in a sense, I think, much more narrative. So the one that we're looking at the moment is just a splendid golden piece, beautifully lit, so we get a great sense, and the theme of it is of the ascension of St. John the Evangelist. A very interesting theme, of course, because St. John was, in the legend, was in exile or was waiting for Christ to return at Patmos. Interesting, too, just in the background to where we get this legend from, in the golden legend, is really a book about the lives of the saints and of their actions and their great feats. But it's also a book of devotion. And so it reminds us that these altarpieces are also occasions for prayer. So what we see here is we see at the center panel is we have St. John the Evangelist, obviously robed as a priest, but being greeted or welcomed or brought up to heaven, actually, by Christ. And it's a magnificent sense of movement in this whole piece. And round the bottom, you've got three panels which depict elements of the life of John. But there is a sense of movement in this, isn't there, Christopher?
There is. I think what I find fascinating about this particular piece is the entire story that it's telling. You know, you have right at the top, you have the God the Father holding the cross of his Son. You have the Holy Spirit depicted in the story of the Annunciation either side, the angel Gabriel and Our Lady to left and to right, respectively. You have the saints sort of flanking either side in the two panels, either side of St. John in the middle. And as you were pointing us towards those three little miniatures at the bottom, which are depicting three particular episodes from the life, the baptism of two men, the exile on Patmos, and then in Rome at Porta Latina, you have St. John being boiled in oil. I think what it's drawing you into as well is the story of the saint. It's catechetical in the sense that it's fleshing out the story of and the life of St. John.
The other thing I think that you begin to get a sense of from these altarpieces is the great communion of saints.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Orthodox tradition, you have that the iconostasis, which has all the saints there. But here you get a similar effect, except in the Western tradition. And so you get a sense of community. Yeah. And that, too, was, I think, an important thing that was happening, because within the great drama of the Mass, we're also being gathered into a community of which is both in heaven and on earth. And I think that's part of what's happening here too.
And I think that's also, as you were saying about the devotional side, is that we are not only being caught up into the lives of the saints, but we're inviting them to be caught up in our lives too. You know, they are, you know, people who are our friends. They are our brothers and sisters. And by turning to them, we're asking them to pray with us and to pray for us.
What I like too in this is the familiar figure alongside John who's being taken up into heaven is the Baptist. Mm-hmm. And he has this scroll, which of course in Latin is Ecce Agnus Dei qui tonit peccatum mundi, is that the way in which in John's own gospel, John the Baptist points to Jesus saying, here's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So it's again a wonderfully integral moment when the gospel, the sacrifice of the Mass, all come together.
Our Devotion by Design podcasts are a joint production between the Clifton Diocese and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. Our sincere thanks go to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. You can find out more about their collection and the Devotion by Design exhibition at the excellent nationalgallery.org.uk.